We will begin part two of Halachos pertaining to Shal Shittas. Hopefully we'll finish the whole thing in two shirim. I guess one could connect it to the Parsha. The Torah does tell us in the fourth commandment that we should remember Shabbos, and Shal Shittas is observed on Shabbos, and therefore we have a Pesach, we have a connection to the Parsha, and now we can begin. So last time we discussed in depth the timing of Shal Shittas, the chiyuv of having Shal Shittas, whether it's from the Torah, whether it's from the Rabbanim. What we'd like to discuss today mostly is what should a person have for Shal Shittas in order of preference. We will list nine possible things. We'll go from one to nine. And then we'll discuss at the end who is responsible for having Shal Shittas. And then we will wrap everything up. Let's begin. The Torah, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos of Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, and again in Brachos and Daf Lamed Tes Beis, that on Shabbos we have to be botseya on two loaves. We have to have two loaves of bread at the meal over Shabbos. It's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rashba regarding what the word botseya means. Do you have to have two loaves of bread when you hold it, or does it mean that you have to cut two loaves of bread? The meaning is obviously to hold two loaves of bread and to cut one. The shita of the Vilna Gaon is to cut both loaves of bread, following the shita of the Rashba. This is the idea of having Lecha Mishnah. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos writes in Perek Lamed, Halacha Tes, Vitzarech Lekavoa Kol Suda Mishloshtan Al Hayayin Uvilavtso Al Shteki Karos. All of the three meals, says the Rambam, must have wine and two full loaves of bread. We'll return to wine later on, but for now we see the Rambam says clearly, you need to have Lecha Mishnah, you need to have two loaves of bread based on the Gemara that we just saw. The Hagos Maimoni says there's no reason to think that the Gemara in Shabbos is only talking about the first two meals and not the last meal. Why would a person have such a Havamina? And the Pashtus, the simple understanding of the Gemara and Chazal is two loaves of bread, no different than the first meal, no different than the second meal of Shabbos as well. This is Sayyid Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch and Reis Ari Alf Dal, Sarech Libtsoa Al Shtei Kikaros. You must cut or you must make a bracha on two loaves of bread at Shal Shittas. And this does not seem to have any questions in the Shulchan Aruch at all. The Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph say that it's proper to be machmer for this opinion. This is Sifkat and Hey. He says, Lecha Mishnah is mitzvah min amuvchar, according to everyone. Anything that's not two loaves of bread is only b'dieved, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Prima Gadim says the minhag is to have Lecha Mishnah as well. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Sif Zayin and the Aruch HaShulchan and Sifir Aleph say the only reason not to have Lecha Mishnah as Shal Shittas is because you don't have Lecha Mishnah. But if that's not your excuse, Lecha Mishnah, all three meals. Interesting about the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, because the minhag in Chabad nowadays is not to have a big suda for Shal Shittas. It's discussed in the Hayom Yom, I don't remember which day. But for some reason, they have some sort of Torah why the minhag is not to have a big Shal Shittas, just to have a nibble of something. But for the rest of us, certainly, without debate, without question, the best thing to do, and what everyone should be doing, unless you have a very big excuse, is to have Lecha Mishnah at Shal Shittas. There are two reasons as to why the thing should be the same. The Taz writes in Sifkat and Gimel, he and Reitz Ariyal from the Mishnah records this as well, that all the Sudas of Shabbos are the same. That we have this concept of Kol Sudos Shavos. All the meals are the same. The first is like the second is like the third, and therefore, no reason why you should not have Lecha Mishnah. That's reason number one. The Prisha writes here as well, the third meal of Shabbos is also Zecher to the miracle of the man. Why would I think it's not a remembrance of the miracle of the man? And just like by the man, the first two meals you have two loaves, so too by Shal Shittas as well, as a remembrance of the miracle, you should have two loaves of bread. Yeah.
Would anybody say Shabbosr and Dagim also in the third meal?
In addition to that?
No, in other words, if it's supposed to be equivalent to the other two meals.
So we have a principle we mentioned last time of that the Sudas Hayom is Adif, that the second meal of Shabbos is considered the better meal and you do the most things for that meal. So you should have something nice for Shal Shittas, but not necessarily on the level of the main meal of Shabbos day. The Shiboli Halakha writes in Simon Sani Gimel, quoting his brother Rav Binyamin, who says that one does not need Lecha Mishnah. So now we're up to stage number two, and technically three on our list, which is now we're downgrading. So let's say a person doesn't want to have Lecha Mishnah, what about one? So what's the source for that? This is Rav Binyamin, the brother of Shibili Haleket, and he explains as follows. He says, the Torah tells us they got a double portion on Friday, right? That what was the portion? Two omer for each person. That was what they got, the double portion. Since the lechem mishnah was being used for the day meal, okay, and they used enough, they used a double portion there, so certainly there wasn't going to be leftover lechem mishnah in by Shal Shudasai, meaning he understands that they ate lechem mishnah when their meal in the midbar. It's not that we eat lechem mishnah as a zecher to the man, but they also had two loaves at each meal in the midbar, says Rabbi Yamin. And therefore, if they have lechem mishnah by their first meal on the day of Shabbos, what's left over for the second meal? Not two loaves of bread, that's for sure. And therefore, they only had one loaf of bread, says Rabbi Yamin, the brother of the Shiboli Haleket. The Ramah says from this, the minhag came that a person might only have one loaf of bread, one complete loaf of bread, and not two loaves of bread at Shal Shiras. The Das Kanim on Shmos Tes Zayin Chaf Beis of the Baal HaTosos disagrees. He does not cite Rav Binyamin, but it's very clear this is who he's disagreeing with. And he explains as follows, that his math is off. He says what happened was that they had enough bread. Because every Chatzi Omer of Man, when it was baked, made two loaves of bread. That's what he says. Every chatzi omer of man, when it was baked, made two loaves of bread. So if there was two omers, that means every chatzi omer made two. That means over the course of Shabbos, you were left with eight loaves of bread. Okay? That's, see how the math works out? If every omer, if every chatzi omer makes two loaves of bread, and there are four, there's two omers, so that leaves you with eight loaves of bread. If everything is baked, says the Das that came in the Baal HaTosos, and if you have eight loaves of bread, then certainly you have enough for Shal Shudas. Two by the night, two by the day, and then two again by Shal Shudas. More than enough left over. And he disagrees and says they shouldn't have enough bread. So a question on that. Levush writes, nevertheless, he felt the minhag was to only have one loaf of bread. So that is the next one against the Shulchan Aruch, but a kula, so we're down to lechem mishnah. If you can't have lechem mishnah, then one complete loaf of bread. Obviously, we'll see later on, if you only have a slice of bread, that'll be good as well. The Abudraham and the Sefer Ha'itim in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel understand that the three meals over Shabbos are a minimum of lechem mishnah. Meaning, we think that, most people think that, you need to have lechem mishnah three times over Shabbos. But any other meal you're going to have, that you don't have to have lechem mishnah. But that's not what they say. It's a minimum. Every meal with bread, though, they say, you're going to have lechem mishnah. And this is cited by the Magen Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, and this is cited by the Ramah and the Elia Rabbah. People are not aware of this. If you have a fourth bread meal on Shabbos, there should be lechem mishnah at that meal. It's not a minimum. It's just telling you, you have to make sure you have three meals of bread with lechem mishnah. But if you have an additional bread meal on Shabbos, there needs to be lechem mishnah, says the Ramah. This is brought by the Chayavim, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan. Everyone says this as well, something that people are not aware of. Let's discuss covering the challahs, since we're still talking about bread. We know there are three reasons why we cover challah. The first is the famous reason of not to embarrass the bread, which is a misnomer. Bread does not get embarrassed, it's bread. What that really means is it's a hilchos brachos shaila. We know that technically the bread should come before Kiddush according to the song of Eretz Chita Usaura, the pasuk that we have, and therefore bread should come before Geffen in the song. But we want to be Makadesh the meal, we want to sanctify the meal and to have wine set over the meal first. So what do? We cover up the challah, or some people don't even put the challah on the table, we put it away. We make Kiddush in order to change up the order of what would be proper Hilchos Brachos. That's reason number one to cover the challah. Reason number two, brought by Tosfos, the end of Pesachim, is that it makes the meal more distinguished. Like you unveil a beautiful item, so to unveil the challah by having it covered, it makes the meal more distinguished, reason number two. And the third reason is Zecher to the man. We know it fell with a layer of dew below the man, and above the man we have the tablecloth on the table to represent the layer of dew below, and the cloth above to represent the layer of dew that fell above the man. Those are the three reasons. Each has a nafgamina regarding all the different halachas. When you would uncover it, what would need to be covered at the table, but what we want to discuss right now is lechem mishnah. So according to that reason, would you have to cover the bread at Shal Shudas? If it has to do with Hilchos Brachos and Kiddush, then we're not making Kiddush. We know we don't really follow the Rambam. So we're not making Kiddush, so would you have to cover the bread at Shal Shudas? No. But according to that, it makes the meal more distinguished. And according to that, it's a remembrance of the mum that fell, then certainly it would make sense you'd have to cover the challah at Shal Shudas. So you have Machlokas Apotskim, Yeruch HaShulchan Reish, and Reitzari Tess, and Reitzari Aleph, and the Chazon Ish. All say number of places, and Rosh Hashanah and Arbach and the Shulchan Shlomo, the minhag is not to cover the bread by Shal Shudas. I would think that is the truth, that the minhag is generally not to cover by Shal Shudas. Most people are not careful about that. However, the other hand, the Chassam Sofer writes in the Chedushim Amsachim and Afkuf Beis, and the Eish Avram here in the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Chayisara, and the Orcha Sarino quoting the Stipler and the Kaf HaChaim here as well in Simon Sifkat and Lama Dalid, that the minhag is to cover the bread by Shal Shudas, and we have Machlokes HaPoskim, whatever you do, just be consistent when it comes to covering the bread by Shal Shudas. Do we need to have wine at the Suda? We read the Rambam at the beginning. The Rambam says that you should have wine by Shal Shudas, by all three meals. What happened to us? So the Rambam says, yes, the Magen Avraham and Reish Ali Aleph cites the Tikkunei Shabbos from the Talmidim of the Arizal, who the Arizal said that a person should make a bracha on wine as well at Shal Shudas. The pre-tzaddik, Reb Tzadok HaKohen writes, in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, the reason why a person would make Kiddush at Shal Shudas is because the neshama is sad that it's leaving as Shabbos is coming to an end. In order to give the neshama simcha, so a person should have wine. That's the reason al pi Kabbalah, in line with the Arizal. However, the Rush cited by the Tur and the Mordechai and Rabbeinu Yonah Brachos and Daf Lamed Vav on the pages of the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Aruch HaShulchan all say it is not the minhag. As we know, nobody really makes Kiddush at Shal Shudas except for those very special people. Asks Rabbeinu Yonah, why is it the case that we would not follow the Rambam and not make Kiddush at Shal Shudas? And he says that the Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, look, we have a second connection to the Parsha. Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. We have to sanctify Shabbos, remember Shabbos, and this is the chiyuv to make Kiddush once at night and once at during the day. So it says, Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, just to do it once at night, once during the day, and to do it a second time during the day would be unnecessary, says Rabbeinu Yonah, and therefore that is why we do not make Kiddush during the day. The Chiddush Yom HaShem questions why that shows that you wouldn't have to make Kiddush a second time. Who says, just because it says Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, you shouldn't make Kiddush again at the end of the day? Maybe you should make it at all the meals. So he questions Rabbeinu Yonah, but that's through the minhag is not to make Kiddush at the third meal. The Mishnah Berurah has a compromise, because we have all these, we have the Rambam. We don't treat the Rambam lightly, but we have the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah saying not to. So he has a compromise to have some wine in the middle of the Suda. Just have a, you don't have to make Kiddush on a coast and a whole thing, but to have a little sip of wine, says the Mishnah Berurah, that would be appropriate. Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes in the Shulchan Shlomo that just a little sip is fine as well. It doesn't have to be a whole coast. And the Mishnah Berurah of Rav Nevensol, in his notes in the Mishnah Berurah of Yitzchak Karei, he says that if one person makes Kiddush for everyone, that is sufficient to fulfill this minhag of the Rambam. Nevertheless, we don't make Kiddush at Shal Shudas. Now, back to bread. Even if you're not going to have Lecha Mishnah, even if you're not going to have one full loaf of bread, you should at least have a slice of bread. That's three on the list. At least have a piece of bread. How do we know this? Because the Rambam writes, and the Arayim say, there should be bread at the third meal. And Tosis in Sukkah, and Chavzayim and Aleph, and the Rush in Sukkah there as well, and the Rich Ben Shabbos and Kuf Yud Zayin say, the three times of Hayom, in the Pasuk and Parshas Bishalach tell us, that it has to have man. Man was in the place of bread, and therefore you have to have some bread if you're not going to have a loaf of bread at Shal Shudas. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Aliyah Aleph Hey, and the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Nun Dalad Lamed Gimel say that unless you are physically unable to, a person should have bread at Shal Shudas. Yeruch HaShulchan strengthens this by saying, listen to this, should Sarech Dafka Pas Chalila Lahakal Bazeh. God forbid a person should not have bread at Shal Shudas. And it's a great sin for those people who are lenient to not have bread by Shal Shudas. Okay, what is the reason for those people who would not have Beres Shalshus? Let's defend them for a moment. And this is in the name of Rav Shlomo Kluger. It is worth the entire shiur just to hear this from Rav Shlomo Kluger. I guarantee. In the Chachma Shlomo, which are his comments on Shulchan Aruch, here in Reish Tzadi Aleph, he says, I have a defense for those people who don't have Beres Shalshus, but I wrote it in my Chedushim someplace else on Parsha Shlach. But the problem is, Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote thousands of pages, hundreds of svarim that haven't been published yet. So where are we going to find it? I didn't know where to look. So there's the Machon Chachma Shlomo, which is an institution in Eretz Yisrael, which is in charge of publishing the writings of Rav Shlomo Kluger. And I called them, and I said, I need help. Where does Rav Shlomo Kluger address this issue? Where is the Chiddush which he explains why those people don't have bread by Shalshutis? And the guy said, I'll tell you. And he sent me an email with the Mari Makom. And here's the Mari Makom. Technically, this is published in the Chidushim on Parsha Shlach. Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote a full sefer for every Parsha on the Torah. For every Parsha on the Torah, a full sefer. They haven't finished publishing yet. They're still somewhere in Bamidbar. So they haven't really published the Chachmas HaTorah on Parsha Shlach, but he showed me another place where he references it, and we're going to show it to you over here. It's published in the Sefer HaChaim, and he explains as follows. Listen to this. Amazing. He says, V'lefi ani asdaiti, asi shaber b'pshitos. It's very simple, he says. D'min ha'man muchach. We can prove it from the man that fell. Kevan de lo yared be'erev Shabbos ra'kefal mikol yom. We know that Erev Shabbos it rained a double portion. V'im came lo yared lo yom ha'Shabbos rak beiz sudos kechol yom. What does that mean? On Erev Shabbos there was enough for two meals on the next day of what would be Saturday. V'im came yochlu ba'yom suda gimel es haman ma yochlu be'erev. So says Rav Shlomo Kluger, fine, you're going to tell me. They have a suda for the day meal of Shabbos. They have man for Shalshavis. What they eat at night? What they eat for Malach HaMalka? That's his question. Where's the food for after Shabbos, he says. Vein lomar kevan de'achlum ha-suda gimel samach ha-layla ein tzrichen od le'achol erev. Don't tell me, he says, that because they ate Shalshavis, that's going to cover them for after Shabbos, and that'll be fine, right? It was the summer, so the Shabbos is long, and it held them over for dinner, and they didn't need it. He says, that cannot be. It's impossible that they did not have food for after Shabbos. Why? Because Tosas and Bava Basra, and Tesam and Al says, Gabay Shabbos nosun lo mazon gimel sudas. The Gemara there is talking about giving the tzedakah. And Tosa says that for Shabbos they give you enough food for three sudos. Pershu sham de nosen lo lusuda gimel vegam lechol laila. When you give out tzedakah for Shabbos, you give enough for the three meals of Shabbos plus what they would need after Shabbos, for dinner after Shabbos. Therefore he says, mashna dehave hechrech achila belaila gam kein af achar suda gimel. There must have been food for them to eat after Shabbos, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu wouldn't have given them not enough food for after Shabbos. To have a chiyuv liten l'ani, you have to give this to the ani. Then he says, "Didafne kedei shelo lios nizer min atzdaka arminen le'achol b'Shabbos." Aval imkar hu nizer min atzdaka b'inan lo liten lo gam b'motzei Shabbos afshocho b'mincha achol rabban. Who adin? B'man, it must be the same by the man. Even came ma yochlu b'layla. He says the Kaddish Baruch Hu must have given them food for afterwards. They had to have food for after Shabbos. So that means, he says, u'bal korchach l'suda gimel dag min targima. They must have used the double portion of the man for the meal after Shabbos, and therefore what are they left with feet on Shabbos if they're going to have the double portion for dinner after Shabbos? They must have had mine targima, something else, snack food instead of having man. V'zehvay lahem min ha-be'er, and where do they get all, if they didn't have man, what did they eat? Man was all the food they had. So he says an amazing chiddush. He says they had the be'er of Miriam, right? And the Medrash tells us, shayu notin lo ilanos v'osa peiros. The Medrash Rabban Parshas Luka says, from the water of Miriam's well, they planted and grew trees. and they had fruit from the tree, says the Medrash. Vayalahem hasuda la'achol b'motzei Shabbos, and they had mun left over now to eat at the suda on motzei Shabbos. Umuchach the suda gimel died in the targima, and therefore says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, we see from here that from the Jews in the desert that they must have had mini targima, fruit or something else by Shal Shudas, and they saved over the mun for the meal after Shabbos. So, says Rosh Shlomo Kluger, a proof from the Torah that people can rely on to have mini targima, something that's not bread, by Shal Shudas. Amazing. You have to be Rosh Shlomo Kluger to come up with a chiddush like that. Okay? So that is his defense, which is not lahalacha, but it's a beautiful defense regardless. Okay? Let's get to those sources that discuss having something else. We're going to discuss right now points 4, 5, and 6, and 7 on the list. Mizonos, meat and cheese, shivas haminim, and fruit. Let's begin. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, and Shabbos on Kuf Yud Zayin all say as follows, that you can have, according to some people, for the third meal of Shabbos, mine targima. What are mine targima? This is based on the Gemara in Sukkah of Zion. There we have the sheet of Rabbi Yezer who says that you need to have a suda in the sukkah on the first night of bread in the sukkah. And if you miss it and you're unable to eat bread on the first night, you can make up the suda at another point over the course of sukkahs. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean make up the suda? You're going to have more bread? How is that going to indicate if I have another bread meal over sukkahs that I'm making up what I missed? People are not going to notice the difference. I have bread every single day on Sukkot. How is having another bread meal going to indicate that I'm making up when I missed the first suda on the first night of Sukkot? Says the Gemara. Fine, you have mine targima. You have mine targima to indicate that I'm making up the meal that I missed on the first night of Sukkot. By the way, this is not the halacha. We hold that you cannot make up the meal. But this is nevertheless according to Rabbi Lezer. What are mine targima? Because if we know what mine targima are, we know that those foods are now proper substitutes for other places where maybe you're supposed to have a meal, right? If it's a substitute to make up a meal by Sukkot, then maybe it's also a substitute for Shabbos by Shal Shabbos. This is what the Rishonim say. So says the Beis Yosef, there are four opinions. He quotes the Rush. The Rush and Hagos Maimoni say in Sukkah, it's mizonos. So that's going to be number four. The fourth preferential thing is to have mizonos, cake, cookies, something by Shal Shudas. Tosus in Sukkah and in Yuman Ayin Testament, they say the fifth thing, which is meat, fish, or cheese, malefes as hapas, things you eat together with a meal. Meat, fish, cheese, that's appropriate for Shal Shudas. That's number five on the list. Then the Beis Yosef says you should have something that's shivas haminim, that's better than just fruits, something that's more distinguished, something of the seven holy fruits of Eretz Yisrael. And then finally, Rashi in Sukkah says it's just plain fruit. Watermelon, melon, an apple, whatever it is, that is number seven on the list. So the order of non-bread of preferential things is to have mizonos, if not mizonos, meat, fish, or cheese. If not meat, fish, or cheese, then to have shivas haminim, and if not shivas haminim, then to have regular old fruit. Okay? So that is the defense of those people. Now, what's the deal with fish? People are very into their fish on Shabbos. Fish could be the entire another shiur. Let's just do a quick overview of the significance of fish on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham writes in Reish Mem Beis Aleph, and the Mishnah Berurah there as well in Sifkatz and Beis, it's important to have fish at all three meals on Shabbos. The Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Berurah there and say in Sifkatz and Zion, it's only a minog. It's not even derabbanan to have fish, but it's a minog to have fish. And the Be'er Halacha says, why do we have fish on Shabbos? It's a zecher, a remembrance of the Suda Slav Yasam. We know the Mashiach comes, it'll be Yom Shikulo Shabbos, it'll be one giant Shabbos meal, and therefore we want to reflect the giant Leviathan, the fish that'll be eaten when Mashiach comes, and we mimic it, so to speak, in our meals on Shabbos by having fish as well. There's a very, very difficult statement of the Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel is a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea. In Reish Yud Ches, there they're discussing the Darim, and they're discussing vows, and there's a famous halacha that says that when they charge too much money for the fish on Shabbos, so the rabbis should make a ban to not have fish or to lower the price. If the demand is so high and they raise the cost to buy fish, there should be a ban on fish in order to lower the price. So there, the Beis Hillel says something very difficult. He says that it's having fish on Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa, Because the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches says, having fish is owning Shabbos. A mitzvah do rice to have fish on Shabbos, it doesn't make any sense. If you have fish and you like it, so that might be a kiyum of oneg Shabbos. But to say it's a mitzvah to have fish on Shabbos, that's a bit of a push, a very difficult statement. The Magen Avraham writes in Reish Membeis, the Kitchen Shulchan Aruch as well, in Ayin Beis Zion, and the Mishnah Berurah note that it's only important to have fish if you like fish. But if you don't like fish, then don't eat it. It's not oneg Shabbos if you don't like fish. Just because they put gefilte fish in front of you and you find it to be distasteful, don't eat it if you don't like it. It's only oneg Shabbos to have fish if you like fish. That should be clear. The Yam Shel Shlomo in Gidon and Dalad Nun Aleph is bothered by people who make the Suda at night better than the Suda during the day. And therefore he says, because Sudas Hayom is Adif is better, he was careful to not have fish at night, and he would only eat it during the day. In order to show that something special is being saved for the daytime, there's a remarkable statement from the Sefer Charedim. In Parak Lamed Gimel, listen to this, he says, it's important to eat fish on Shabbos because many great people are brought back in Gilgulim, in reincarnations in fish, and it's a great kavod to the neshama to eat the fish, and it gives menucha to the nefesh. And then he writes, mitzvah lechol dag b'Shabbos ubeprat besuda shlishis. Specifically, al pi kabal to have fish by the third meal on Shabbos. Okay, enough fish. Let's get to the ending parts of the list here. Let's finish up again with, go back to fruit and wine and divrei Torah. So the Ran writes in Shabbos Mandalit and the Rav Yah, cited by the Mordechai and Shin Sari Zayin, Rabbeinu Yonah, there in Brachos as well, they cite the rabbis of France, the Rabbanei Tzarfat, who feel that fruit is sufficient for the third meal. The Maharil writes the Minhagim of Hilchos Shabbos HaGadol, and decided by the Darkei Moshe here as well, that fruit is only sufficient on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. Because we know, Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, what do you do by Shal Shur? It's the great debate. And he says that's the only place where fruit should be allowed. The Divrei Yitziv, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, in Orachayim, Chelik Aleph, and Simukluf Lama Gimel, touches on the Havamina to have wine. Someone suggested to him that maybe a cup of wine would be sufficient for Shal Shuddis. Why? Because we know that the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Reish Ayin Gimel that you could have wine to be considered a kviya of Suda, right? If a person wants to make Kiddush, they don't have it in Mizonos. If you drink a revius of wine, that could be considered a Kiddush v'makom Suda. That could be a Suda to have wine. So he says, why wouldn't it work by Shal Shuddis? So says the Kloisenberg Rebbe as follows. He's quoting from the Shai Shachuvah's Dvar Moshe in Chelik Aleph and Simen Chathei, who says the name of the Magid Meisharim, the famous Magid who spoke to the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, in Parshas Tzav. The Magid told Rav Yosef Karo that if you have a Suda by Shal Shuddis, it needs to be a Tavshil. It needs to be cooked. And therefore, says the Eishal Avram, the Butchach Rav, if you're going to have fruit by Shal Shuddis, it needs to be cooked fruit. Because it needs to be a cooked food for Shal Shuddis, not just some cold, raw food. This is what the Eishal Avram says. So says the Kloisenberger Rebbe, according to the Magid Meisharim, if you're going to have wine, what does it have to be? It has to be cooked. So he says, let's look at it. If the wine is cooked, so then it's mevushal. Okay? And according to some shitos, mevushal wine is not appropriate for kiddush. So it's no good over there. And if it's not cooked, so then you don't have a cooked fruit, so to speak, by your meal. And therefore, wine would not work, says the Kloisenberger Rebbe. But it's certainly going to be better than the last possible option on the list, and that is Divrei Torah. Where does this idea come from? We've heard this before. You can be Yotzei Shal Shuddis with Divrei Torah. Many shuls, they don't serve a Shal Shuddis, and they just have a shear between Minchamar, and they say that the Divrei Torah suffices for Shal Shuddis. Where does this come from? So the Shla writes in the Chidushim on Shabbos, in the Ner Mitzvah Os Nunches, the name of the Zohar in Parshas Emor, and Sarihei Amid Aleph, who says that if Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, and there was a question of how to have a third meal now, so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would set the table, and he would say Divrei Torah, and he would say, this is my Shal Shuddis, on Erev Pesach that would fall on Shabbos. This is his Sudas HaMelech. The Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Pesach, in Tof Mem Dalet cites this Shlah as an option only on Erev Pesach Shechalios V'Shabbos. The Divrei Torah option, we have to be very clear, is not really an option all year round. It's only a possible heter on Erev Pesach Shechalios V'Shabbos, and it should not be relied on, and it's not a real heter. But some people think it's a heter, but in reality it is not. The Divrei Torah is not sufficient, according to everyone. There's a comment of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Shmos Chavdal Yid Aleph, and again in Shmos Lamadal Chavches. He says that by learning Torah and connecting to the Shekhinah, it can fill up a person physically. And he explains two places in the Torah where learning Torah was considered like eating. The first is when the elders go with Moshe Rabbeinu to Har Sinai, right? We have this image, they see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, and they have some Suda, right? The Torah says they went and they ate. So what does it mean they ate? Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, they learned Torah. It was like they ate. It was like they had a Suda. They filled themselves up with Divrei Torah. What's the other place where a person learned Torah and it was like they ate? Moshe Rabbeinu. 40 days on Har Sinai. What, how did he not eat? Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he learned Torah with Hashem. And that was like eating. That filled him up. And therefore we have such an idea. The Chassam Sofer writes in the Chedushim on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Mem Dalet, a similar idea. And perhaps we could say as follows. There's a question asked by the Achronim on Leil HaSeder. How is it that we make a bracha on the Karpas, and then we have a whole Magid that goes on, could be for 2 hours, before you get all through the Divrei Torah and the sheets from school, it's way more than 72 minutes. How is it now that you're not going to make a bracha achrona on the Karpas that you ate an hour and a half ago? What happened? How where's the bracha achrona? The sheer equal, the time of digestion has passed, and there was no bracha achrona on the Karpas? Maybe we could say as follows. All the Divrei Torah of the Leil HaSeder, there's no sheer equal. You're still full from the Divrei Torah, according to our Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and therefore you did not lose out on a bracha achrona. Okay, just as a quick point, what do we do on an Erev Pesach? Shechalios V'Shabbos, what are the four options? So we all know this, the Shulchan Aruch says, Matzah Shira. That's one option to have for Shal Shittis, since you can't have real matzah on Erev Pesach. The Ramah says, Minei Targima. Go back to the opinions before. Fruit, something else, in order to fulfill Shal Shittis and Erev Pesach, Shechalios V'Shabbos. The Kobo, the Magen Avraham, the Vilna Gaon say, which is the meaning of most people, which is, move everything early. Right? You have two suddos in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah says there has to be a break in between, and that would be fine as well. Good. So we've gone through all 9 steps. Let's review them very quickly. Lecha Mishnah, a loaf of bread, a piece of bread, mizonos, fish, meat, or cheese, shittas haminim, fruit, drinking wine, and if none of those are available, then divrei Torah. That's the order of preference. Let's get to the who now. Who has to have shal shittas? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reis Sadi Aleph, Vav, at the end of the Halachas of Suda, women must eat Shal Shittas. I know that women are not careful on this, but it's so important. Women must eat Shal Shittas. This is brought by all the poskim. Rav Adi Yosef, so we shouldn't think it's just Ashkenazim, Sephardim as well. He writes in Yechav Adas and Chelak Dal and Simon Chafei, and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas and Perak Mundal all say, women must have Shal Shittas. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, listen to this, V'harbe she'en yeduos mizeh. They don't know this. You must go and tell our wives. Shishmoru l'kayim mitzvah sidur shlishis to fulfill the mitzvah of Shal Shittas. The Tzitzit Yelzer and Chelek Tazayin Sim Gimel has a whole limud tzchus, but he says my whole limud tzchus doesn't really work, and women still have to have Shal Shittas. The Magid Mikoshnitz writes in the Avodas Yisrael and Sukkot as follows. He says, according to the Arizal, women are exempt from Shal Shittas. I don't know. It's hard to explain why. And many Achronim say that this thing that he's quoting in the name of the Arizal isn't even found in the Arizal. And therefore, again, women should have Shal Shittas. What's the reason why women have to have Shal Shittas? So there's 3 reasons. The Ramban writes in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin that just like women are responsible in the negative parts of Shabbos, right? Shomer v'zachor v'dibur echad. Therefore, women have to be responsible to keep the negative parts of Shabbos, the malachos. Therefore, they must also keep the positive parts of Shabbos. And therefore, this is a positive aspect of Shabbos. That's 3 meals on Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in the Aleph Hilchos Shlomo and Siman Kuf Yud Daled that learning of Shamor and Zachor is only really found by Kiddush. He thinks it's a stretch. The Ramban is like carrying it over to the meals of Shabbos, but clearly we don't follow Rosh Shlomo Kluger over there. Rabbeinu Tam, in the second reason, says, women were involved in the miracle of man, and therefore they have to make sure to participate and have a third meal of Shabbos. And the Shiboy Alekin in Simon Tzadi Gimel says, the Torah says, achlu hu hayom. They must eat three meals, they coming to include women. Finally, what about Shalshidus on Yontif? We have to have a third meal by Yontif. So the Torah says, according to the Ramban, it would seem that you should have a third meal, Shalshidus by Yontif. The Beis Yosef says, that's not what the Rambam says, he's misreading the Rambam. The Torah quotes the Rush, who says there's no meal, third meal by Yontif. And the Kolbo in Siman Tes explains that having three meals on Shabbos is a chiddush, it's a novelty of Shabbos. It's not relevant to Yontif, and therefore no reason. But Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in the Talmud Dekra, his chiddushim on Chumash, at the end he has things that he saw from the Chazon Ish in Os Yud Ches. He says that the Chazon Ish would have three meals by Yontif in order to be choshesh, to be worried for this opinion, perhaps of the Rambam. So this is the halachas of Shalshudas. So one more point. The Chai Adam writes in his Sefer Zichru Torah's Motion Os Dalid, V'oy lehem la'anashim, hamavatlim afilu suda echas. Woe is those people who are not careful to have all three meals. Ki heim marim atzmam. They appear. They make themselves appear. She'enam mizer Yisrael. They are not from Jewish lineage. Kedeis b'zohar, as it says in the Zohar, we shall be zocha to have the three meals on Shabbos and to eat in the great meal of Yom Shekulo Shabbos when Mashiach comes.